Unfortunately, as you say, I think it was back in October we might have highlighted this, but this is exactly what was implemented by the Tories in Britain, and it will impact not being able to get more people back to work, because there's different reasons why people can't work. You know, a lot of severe mental issues, especially here in Ireland, because the fact we don't have proper mental health services, also the cost of living, the cost of childcare is going to affect a lot of people trying to get back into work. And I think this is just going to drive people further into poverty and further into misery or depression.
And do you think it's almost, like I said, like we both said, Councillor, that it's something we discussed together a couple of months ago, and it seems to be the same situation in the sense that it feels like it's targeting some people that are in a very potentially vulnerable situation, and it's not helping those perhaps who may need help. And is there just a bit of frustration on your part, seeing as, you know, you were aware of it, you flagged it, saying this will be quite negative, and here we are seeing that things are all, statistics are almost doubled from the same time of last year?
Yeah, if you look at it, people are going to be left to try and survive. Some people on roughly, I think, 150, 455 euros a week. The penalties themselves, I don't believe there's any data to back them up. I think when you hear that Ireland is technically full, but it's really when the unemployment rate falls below 5%, it doesn't really mean that everyone is seeking employment that can find it, because there are certain jobs for certain people. You know, we have to ensure that employment services are person-centred or people-centred. That if you're going in looking for a job, you can try and get a job that suits your needs or suits your circumstances. Because again, like I said, the cost of living at the minute is astronomical, and the cost of childcare. You know, hopefully it's something that I would like to see reversed. The Dublin fine of 90 euros, I believe, is extremely harsh, and it's definitely cynical on the government's behalf.
And Councillor, I guess whatever the makeup of the next government is, you would like to see hopefully some part of it being addressed, is it?
You'd like to see common sense that they're not going to do it, especially when you're looking into the days of Christmas and afterwards. It's going to be, this will end up impacting a lot of children, who generally the families are finding it hard at the minute. They won't have any extra money or any extra source of income. And then to have 90 euros taken off your social welfare or your job seekers, it's absolutely horrendous. But we're going to have the same government in place. So unless the opposition, whoever the opposition may be when it comes in, by the time the government is formed, can try and push to get this reversed, because losing 90 euros a week on your social welfare, like I said, depending on the jobs that you're looking for, or some people, again, cost of living, cost of childcare, but also mental health issues. You're not going to get everybody back in employment.